intercessions for third Sunday after Trinity. Mighty God, when the waves of life threaten to overwhelm us, forgive us if we blame you or others for our troubles. Teach us to find you in the storms of life and give us the faith those early disciples lacked, to always believe that you will bring calm and peace. Everlasting God, we pray for our church St. Peter's, for our clergy, and for their families. We ask for your blessing on our work as we seek to create a church community that welcomes visitors and strangers, provides a refuge for those who feel threatened or alone, a refuge from life's troubled waters. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. Loving God, as we see the brokenness of our world, we pray for healing among the nations, for fair shares of the coronavirus vaccines, for food where there is hunger, for freedom where there is oppression, for joy where there is pain, that your love may bring peace to all your children. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. Holy God, we thank you for the joy of human love, and for all those among whom we live and work. We especially pray for those among our friends and families who do not know you or whose faith has been shaken. Help them to see that we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fasting to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. Merciful God, when our lives feel chaotic and desolate because of illness or sorrow, help us to hear your holy word, for by that word Jesus calmed the storm, and by it he healed and made people whole. We pray for those who have requested our prayers. Help them to triumph over their Goliaths, and help them put their trust in you and in the knowledge and skills of the doctors and nurses who are treating them. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for those saddened by the death of someone close and dear to them, for members of our families who have died and whose anniversary we recall, remembering Alfred Atkin and Kenneth Dobson. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and may light perpetual shine upon them. Gracious God, help us to know that the one who calmed the waves on the Sea of Galilee is present with us day by day, and that he cares for us and can calm the waves of our lives. Help us to trust more fully and more deeply in you and all that we are involved with in the days to come. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.